Helen Shield with Your Afternoon on ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania.
So running 100 kilometres, giving birth, how do they compare?
Oh, they're on the same plane for different reasons. I mean, my birth was 24 hours, so that's almost as long as I'd spend in a 100K race.
Did it help having that endurance experience?
Look, I think yoga helped more than my endurance running.
Wow.
Well, you know, I got the breathing down. That made me feel very calm. But the running, I think some level of fitness always helps in pregnancy and birth anyway.
Yeah, sure. And who's this not liking being interrupted strapped to you there?
Yeah, look, this is August. I was born about 6 weeks ago.
Are you already back in training?
I am. I'm one of those weirdos. Wow. Who loves running so much they can't wait to get back.
Can have a 24-hour labor and then can get back running in how many weeks?
Yeah, look, I waited about 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I guess for me, that was a long time.
How did it feel to get back out there?
Oh, it felt amazing. It felt like, I mean, you're set, by the time you finish pregnancy, you have a gigantic belly and life becomes a bit tricky maneuvering your body into small spaces and you feel really free. I felt really free.
Oh, yeah. And what do you make of the science that this article's interpreting about the comparison between the two?
I think it's really interesting because probably any woman who's had a baby would say, yeah, absolutely, pregnancy is serious work. It's just such an amazing biological process that I don't think we give pregnant women enough credit, really, for the amount of energy that you expend over the period of 9 months growing another human being.
Because I think the comparison is the most you can possibly expend is 2.5 times your basal metabolic rate. And that's what happens in pregnancy as well as in the Tour de France.
Yeah, that's right. That pregnant women, they're just under that threshold. But actually, you know, pregnant women are working at a lower intensity than, say, a Tour de France cyclist. But the fact is that they're working over a much longer period of time, over 9 months.
And what else did you take away when you read the piece? Because the ABC Science has done it too.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess as a person who's an ultra-endurance athlete and a person who's just recently given birth, I just found it really fascinating from an endurance perspective, just thinking about the amount of energy you actually expend in these long, these events that can go over days, that, you know, some of the top athletes expend like 4,000 calories in a single shot, which is amazing. But also that, you know, that pregnant women are, they might not be running 100 miles or 100K or whatever the distance is, but that they're actually, their bodies are working just as hard. And I think that, you know, in 2019, pregnant women are staying at work up until their due dates. They're, you know, they're still exercising. They're doing all sorts of normal daily activities, which women wouldn't do several decades ago, because you're just supposed to sort of hide away in your house once you find out you're pregnant and not talk to anyone and not do anything. And so I feel like, the job is even harder today.
In your circles, did you experience a bit of social pressure to keep working, keep exercising right up until you were due?
Well, it's funny. I mean, I think I sort of had the opposite experience. I mean, I have the personality where I wanted to keep working and doing my normal exercise and all of that. But I felt like I was a bit shamed to a certain extent because I was running quite a lot during pregnancy. I was running sort of up to 40K a week and people were really freaked out by that. I got a lot of negative comments sort of, are you harming the baby? You know, is your pelvic floor going to fall out, you know, tomorrow? You know, what are you thinking? I feel like people saw that as far too extreme, even though it's much more acceptable for women to do exercise these days.
So you're back in training already. What is the first event you'll take on?
So my first event is a 100K race in the Great Ocean Road in September. So it's a trail race. I've done the 50K before. I'm really looking forward to it.